completely different. I was born in Canada to in a shotgun French-Canadian Catholic marriage, and my parents moved to the United States when I was 2 weeks old. So I am a card-carrying alien. And I knew I was different. By the time I was three, I really knew I was different because I was the only kid on the block in Culver City tenement housing that spoke French and no English. And so I decided to stop. I stopped speaking French. I didn't speak my native language from the age of three because I didn't want to be different. I wanted to be normal. By the time I was nine, my long-haired, pot-smoking parents decided to get divorced, and all I wanted to do was be Jan Brady. Because Marcia and Cindy were out of control. I wanted to be right in the middle. I wanted to be just normal. That's all I wanted, because everything around me was crazy. And by the time I was 13, and my mother's boyfriend was sexually abusing me, I just wanted to be anybody else. And so I joined the drama club at school. I learned how to drink at 14, because when I drank, I could be happy. And when I drank, I had power. And when I drank, I felt like a grown-up, then I had control of my life. And I took it to the nth degree right from the beginning. Like, I didn't just have a sip. I had to drink it all. And I drank Canadian beer, which was really strong and really good. And I puked all night long, and I wanted more. And I kept doing it. And my life continued to be that way. I found every opportunity to drink whenever we had a party. My friends were experimenting with all kinds of other things, and I didn't want to do that stuff that my parents did. I wanted to just drink. That's all I was going to do, was drink. So I was always, everyone had to scramble and try and track down that thing that you had to have an ID card to get, while everybody else could just get it on the street. So I was a little bit it was difficult for me to get it, but I could track it down because my mother had a pretty open liquor cabinet, and so I could, you know, I was always the one bringing the bottle to the party. And I partied pretty hard until I got into my 20s. And then it became like an extreme thing. I got married and we drank, and that's all we did. And that's all the relationship was. And it ended pretty quickly. And then after that, then I went hog wild crazy. And I was out every night. I worked during the day and I drank all night long. And that's all I could do was drink. And I basically burned through all my friendships because I was the one who would drink until the bar was closed. I would drink until my money was gone. I would drink until your money was gone. And I insisted on driving home drunk. So I was absolutely impossible friend, and nobody wanted to be around me because I was essentially a liability for the entire universe. So it came to the point, one day I rolled into work, and I was wearing the same clothes I was wearing the night before. And I was 2 hours late coming in, and I pretty much reeked. And I was called aside, and they told me that I probably should consider going to an AA meeting or something like that. And I said, well, okay. Obviously, this has gotten a little bit out of control. I probably should pull it back a little bit. And so I came to the rooms of AA, but I came by myself, and I sat in the back, and I didn't get a sponsor, and I didn't talk to anybody, and I went once a week, and I thought that was just good enough. And I didn't drink. I was able to stop. So I was okay. As far as I was concerned, I was probably just fine. And I think I read the book, but I don't remember anything in it. So, I mean, I remember a little bit here and there, but nothing really, really stuck. I certainly didn't do the steps, and I certainly didn't get a sponsor. So I stayed dry. But I was deeply, deeply unhappy. I had a rage that had grown from the beginning of my life that had just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And I blamed everyone around me for stopping me from being the big person that I was meant to be. I was meant to be something really important. I wanted to be normal, but I wanted to be really important. And I had all these great ideas about what I was going to do and how famous I was going to be and how wonderful I was going to be, and it just wasn't working. And so I decided in my dry sobriety to go ahead and have a kid. So I arranged to get pregnant, and I had my son, who's here tonight. Thank you for coming. The sobriety lasted a couple years, and it was time for me to drink. I didn't relapse. I didn't have a slip. I full out went out to have a glass of wine because, you know what, it's hard being a single mom, and I deserved a little bit of relaxation. So on Friday, I had a glass of wine with my dinner, and on Saturday, I had two bottles of wine and no dinner. Because this stuff's progressive. It doesn't matter. It just keeps going. And it was on. But my bad. I mean, like, I was shocked a little bit. I was like, wow, this really is progressive. I had remembered that. This is really progressive. Now I got to do something about this. So then the control started. And then it was measuring and calculating and timing and arranging and making sure that I did it at night while my kid was asleep and all of these things. And I controlled my life like that for an enormous amount of time. Until then, I didn't care anymore. And pretty much I was drinking whenever I was home. Which was, you know, whenever I wasn't at work, I was at home. Because I wasn't doing anything else in my life. I wasn't going out. I had no friends. I wasn't having relationships. I was just simply working, drinking, working, drinking, working, drinking. And that was it. And I did that for 15 years and I destroyed every relationship in my life until there was nothing left. My life was a vacuum. And I stood at a turning point. And it was either me living or in this horrible spiral of, you know, possibly, and apologies to the cat lovers here, but I was going to be, a cat-loving, hoarding woman who was found dead far before her time. Or I was going to do something about it. And the idea just freaked me out, and I was unemployed, and I was watching Hoarders, and I could see it really clearly. So I decided I was just going to quit drinking, and I quit, and it was shockingly hard to stop drinking and not get another drink. All I could hear was a screaming, my body, my mind yelling at me, drink, 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 for 3 days while I, you know, my head was blowing up, it was exploding because I was trying not to drink over the course of a few days, and I realized that this was bigger than me. This was way bigger than me. My life had become unmanageable. I was definitely an alcoholic. And I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And I walked into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous in El Cajon at an Alano club. And I sat in the back of the room and I bawled the entire time that we read more about alcoholism and how it works, because I was now finally ready to not drink. And my life has been amazing, amazing, amazing. I immediately committed myself to 90 meetings in 90 days. Thank you for the suggestion. I immediately started looking for a sponsor. I found one. I started working the steps. And my first sponsor, and I'm so grateful for her, she talked to me about fellowship. And she brought me into a group of friends that to this day, you know, are there for me and they support me. And I support them. And we have a family. And she taught me how to laugh. And then I got a new sponsor, and he's a big book thumper, and I adore him. And he's taking me through the steps, and he's teaching me about our history, and he's teaching us about our traditions, and he's teaching me about the steps, and he's teaching me about service. And all of those things I live every day. I go to a meeting or do some kind of AA activity 7 days a week. I drink 7 days a week. I do an AA activity a week. Sometimes it's a meeting. Sometimes it's a book study. Sometimes it's service. Sometimes it's a sponsee who needs my time. But I'm working AA every day, and I am calmer. I'm relaxed. It's amazing. I can laugh, which I couldn't do for so long. I'm able to actually make relationships with people and give as much as I take, as much as I used to take. I can give now, and it's just changed everything about me. And I have a relationship with a higher power, which is life. My relationship with life is completely different. I am not afraid. I don't have the remorse that I used to. The obsession has been lifted, and I'm incredibly grateful to these rooms and all of you in it for being there for me. Whether you know me or not, you're there for me every time I come into a room. Thank you.